get ready to amplify your light and shine bright, because it's about to get real. Join Spencer Jones, the Prince of Positivity, and get energized with this episode of the Jones and Four Show. Let's go!
Hey, hey, Energizer, welcome to another episode of the Jones and Four Show. Oh my goodness, you are in for a treat today. We are bringing on someone who's high energy, high enthusiasm, who's ready to help you live your life to the max. I have recently gotten to know him from our awesome CLA group, the Connected Leaders Academy group, and we had a virtual coffee together, and our energies just meshed so well. I was like instantly, hold on, brother. We got to get you on this show because your energy is contagious and we need to spread it with as many people as we can. So without further ado, let me introduce my new friend, Jonathan Ellis. Jonathan, thank you for being here and joining us today.
Thank you. It is such an honor to be with you and to have this opportunity. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. It is all my honor, brother, to have you here. This is going to be so much fun. You've had such an interesting history and past with everything you are doing and how you are helping serving others. One that's very different than mine, which I love. We've talked about it, but obviously our listeners and viewers don't know you that much or much at all. So why don't you share a little bit about your history and what you do now and how you got here?
All right. Like you said, my name is Jonathan Ellis. I am a husband and father of six or seven kids. And I started my first business March 14th of next year will be 20 years ago. And so I started that when I was 19 years old. And it started out as just simply a pressure washing business. And I had been working for a company previously that did pressure washing. And I looked at his processes and I said, you know what? If this man can do so well being dishonest, I can do much better being honest. And I'm still in business 20 years later. He is not. Honesty goes a long way. Integrity will be found out. You know, time will expose you or time will promote you. And so you can put on, you can send your representative if you'd like, but you will be found out. So just send the real you. Be who you are. And in the 20 years, that business has gone very well. And I have started other businesses and partnered up in other businesses as well. And I really started looking at my life and looking at what I was offering. And with that primary business, which is where the bulk of my time was spent, I realized that really I had gotten to the point of where all I was doing was chasing money. And I swore I would never work a job just for money. So I started looking at my life and to see how I could impact others and help others level up. And taking my 20 years of business experience and 40 years of life experience, I started reaching out to people and mentoring and coaching and helping them rise from the level that they're at to the level that they should be at. And that is my real goal. That is my real passion, is to just come along beside people and encourage them and mentor them to get to those levels of life and those stages of life where they know they should be at, yet they are currently not at. And that is where I come in and bring value to people and just grab them on the arm and say, come on, I believe in you. Let's go. Let's do this.
I love it. Oh my gosh. Such a cool and interesting history to have and perspective to have with everyone you are working with now. And the two big components of that I'd love to dive into here is the first one, integrity and being you, right? Just being who you are, letting your awesome light shine, your freak flag, your unique light, whatever you want to call it, right? You're letting that shine and just being you, being honest to who you are. And then the second part is kind of in alignment with that. It's being who you are, being authentically you, but going, okay, I want to help people who want to get to that next level and are stuck. They want to be there, but they're frustrated. They can't get there or they're struggling to get there. And I'm curious. So, you know, I'm seeing that as two different things, but yet very similar. So I'm thinking about myself and my journey and other people I know, thinking, okay, I'm not at this level, right? I want to be at this level in my life, whatever that level is, all right? I want to be leveling up. But how do I know if that is really the level for me? Is that my authentic level of where I need to be? Or is it just being, we're going right into the thick of it, if you haven't figured that out, but, or is that something that's been programmed in me by social media, by other media, by friends, by family, by society, that society's telling me I need to be at that level. Spencer, you should be there.
Right.
So then I put myself like, oh, well, I'm not there yet. I need to keep going. Oh, I don't know how to get there. I'm struggling to get there. But how do I know if that is really me, if that's my true authentic self to be at that point? I could see that being really difficult to figure out.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And here's the thing is, most everybody has goals and dreams for their life. And I love the way you put it. Is that really my goal? Is that my God-ordained goal and my God-ordained dream and my calling in life? Is that it? Or does it look cool on Facebook or Instagram? So therefore, I need to live up to that status expectation. One big component is to really do a lot of soul seeking and to say, is this really truly me, or am I trying to live up to their standards? Mm-hmm. That can be a fine line to walk in between. But realizing when you get to the point of, I know I am doing this because this is what I am to do, you know it. You know it inside of you. You know it instinctively. And then you get the advertisements on social media. You get the other people's lives on social media, which we realize that a lot of what we see on social media is as real as reality television is. You're getting the highlight reels,
right?
And that's okay. That's okay. Just understand and realize that there are some authentic people on Facebook. There are authentic people on Insta that are letting you see stuff. Now, you're not going to see everything in their life, nor do you want to, guarantee you. But it's the thing of knowing this is who I am. This is my skill set. Attempting to live in a bubble that is not your bubble, that is not the way that God stitched you together in your mother's womb, it will not bring lasting fulfillment. That is the big way. That is one of, if not the biggest ways to know, is this truly me? Is this truly what I am to be doing? Because forget the money, forget the accolades, forget the titles. Where does it come to with fulfillment for you? Are you truly fulfilling your calling? Are you truly doing what you are here to do? And that will shift at times. You know, I started that business 20 years ago. I do believe that that was the correct path for me for 17 of the past 20 years. And when I realized that, as good as this is, as much money is coming in, as well as we're doing, I'm not fulfilled, that's when I started looking inside to say, hey, what's going on here? Because it's not the money. Money is fun. Money cures most things. I'm not going to lie. Money cures most things. However, it does not give fulfillment. Money doesn't give fulfillment. You can have all the money. You can do all the trips. You can have all the fancy cars and all the big mansions. There's a difference in having something versus being fulfilled. That is the path to be on with life. Because, you know, when you're fulfilled, everything else seems to fall into place. You know, it really does. So that's a big way to look back and say, is this really me, or is this what social media has portrayed that I should do? Know who you are. Know who you are. And you'll go against the grain at times. You know, it's like social media says I should do this, but I know that's not right.
Right.
but that's okay.
You got to find what works for you and what feels right to you. I think back to the younger Spencer and how I used to chase accolades. I used to chase, money, but that really wasn't in music education, but the different things that I thought would make me happy, make me feel fulfilled. What I realized after the fact is I've had this void inside me, this bottomless pit, this empty pit that I just kept trying to fill so I could feel full, feel alive. And I tried doing that through those different things, right? Through notoriety, through the accolades, through the money, through whatever, all the different things. And I let my ego decide, oh, this will fill it. Oh, this will fill it. Oh, this will fill it. Let's go, 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 go. You're an all-star. Let's keep rocking. And none of it ever filled me. And what I realized is after I bottomed out I hit my rock bottom, I realized, oh my gosh, I had this void inside me. I didn't know who I was. I didn't have a specific big goal or stuff. It was all what other people taught me or what I thought society was telling me to do. And what was taught to me by my parents is that I needed to prove myself, right? I love my parents. They did great things for me. They raised me. But they did leave me with a couple of different mindset things that I've had to work at reprogramming. One is that I needed to prove myself. So all the different things I did to prove myself. And so my question to you is, okay, we want to find something that fulfills us and that we have a purpose. But back then, I didn't know what my purpose was. I didn't know what truly fulfilled me. So for people, now I do, but for people who are out there who are struggling, like, this is great, Jonathan. Yes, I find something that fulfills me, find something that's my purpose, that is me. But I don't even know where to start. How do you suggest people start and understand and get the feeling of, oh, this is what fulfillment feels and looks like. This is what my purpose looks and feels like. How do you suggest they get started on that?
You know, I had somebody ask on one of the social media platforms recently. They said, what should I be doing? And that's such an open-ended question for everybody because there's, 8 billion people in the world. We all have our own things to bring the value to other people. So it's really a thing to look back and say, what am I passionate about? What gets my juices flowing? What gets me excited? What gets me to where I wake up in the morning and say, yes, let's do this? And at the end of the night, it's, hey, I still want to keep doing this. And you just continue on the path. You know, I'm sure you've heard the saying, find something that you love to do and you'll never work a day in your life. To me, that's the stupidest saying in the world. Find something that you love to do and you will work 10 times harder. You will just enjoy every moment of it.
Right.
You will work harder. You will work harder. You will work, but you'll enjoy it. That's the thing. So look at what you enjoy doing. And with the proving of yourself, that means so many different things to so many different people. You know, you have so much of society that will say, if you don't make X amount of dollars, you're not successful. If you don't live in this type of house, you're not successful. You know what? I have one of my biggest years in the first 15 years of business, one of my biggest years, my wife, myself, and my three children at that point moved into a mobile home. We actually digressed from where we had been living because, you know, at the time we were renting and the rent came up or the contract came up, and this house actually worked perfect for us. And so you're sitting there looking, and it's one of those concepts, like in the Bible, it says, you know, God will pour out a blessing that no man can contain. You won't have room to house everything. We didn't. We were having to get rid of furniture, to get rid of all types of stuff so that we could condense down. Yet, the fulfillment at that point in life, that was right for us. Even though it seemed backward of society. And the thing is to know your path to see where you're going. With everything, I encourage people to start with the end in mind. Everything. See where you're going and start with the end. I have a personal friend that is a professional actor. And a lot of times movies are actually filmed backward so that they realize that they flow perfectly. And that's the same thing with life, with business. Now, understand that will shift at times. You see you going this way, and this is to the end, and then all of a sudden you're going this way. But here's the thing. Things in life change. Your priorities change. Fulfillment changes. You know? One big question is to understand the why of you do what you do. And that is so simplistic. Very, very simplistic. I know why I do this. I do this for my wife. I do this for my kids. I do this for whatever. That why is going to change at times. You set your why today, 10 months from now, you have a baby that you didn't have 10 months ago. Your why just shifted again. So understand the path that you're on and know and accept the fact that it is okay for it to change. It is okay to, I'm not even going to say derail, but go on a different path. Now, that's not to say jump around. Consistency is key with everything. You must be consistent. However, things do change. So if you are listening to this now and you don't know what fulfills you, don't give up. Don't give up. Do some soul searching and see what makes you happy. If you like to play pencil pop, I don't even know if that's still a thing. It was when I was in school. You get the pencil and you hit the friend's pencil and whoever's breaks the other one's pencil first wins. Okay, if that is your passion, maybe you start a business selling the little short pencils, you know? I mean, it doesn't have to be huge. But anything that's done right, it'll not only bring you fulfillment, it'll make you money.
That's amazing. And I love that mindset and that look of how to find the fulfillment. Just do some soul searching and experiment. Experiment. See which things bring you that joy. You might think it's pencil pop. Cool. And you realize, this isn't it. We try it out for a little bit. That's okay. Let's shift it. Let's try something else. What else brings that fulfillment? And there's nothing wrong with the common things that are said, you know, of what society, what you feel society saying, oh, this should bring you fulfillment. Try those too, because maybe they do bring you fulfillment.
Right. Right?
There's a reason that they're said, but know that it's not guaranteed that will do it. You might have other ones. And there's actually a lot of things for me personally that bring me fulfillment at different levels, right? One of my big things is to chase your passions. So, you know, do the things you love to do, because by doing that, you will find joy, you'll find energize, you'll energize yourself, and you get fulfillment to a certain degree with different ones of different parts of your life. And so when you chase your passions and you're doing the things you love to do, whether it's with a business or just as a hobby for fun, you energize your battery so that your light shines brighter. You can keep shining bright and being you and impacting everyone else. So let's take that and shift the conversation a little bit here to being uniquely us, right? That the integrity of being who we are. So we've done soul searching. We figured out, okay, these are the things that bring me fulfillment. And now I'm going down this pathway, whether it's at my job, whether I start my own business, whatever that is, I found what brings me fulfillment. I'm starting to do more of those things. But how can I still be uniquely me? Because I'm being tempted to do these other things or to act this way by my friends, by society, by what I'm being fed by the media. How do I stay strong and be me? Hey, sorry to butt in like this, but I have something really cool I want to share with you. Something that I know. I know it can help you live your life to the max. What am I talking about? I'm talking about a roadmap. A roadmap that gets you to your destination. What do roadmaps do, right? Well, you have your destination. It shows you how to get there. The best way to get to that point. And you know what? That's what I have. What is this roadmap I'm talking about? I'm talking about my book, Chase Your Passion. That's right, you have a passion, you have a destination, you have goals, dreams you want to achieve. But maybe you're confused on how to get there. Maybe you're feeling stuck. Well, my book, Chase Your Passions, is that roadmap. It guides you through how to create that plan, how to create that roadmap, how to get over hurdles so you can have success. So if you're ready to ditch the excuses, if you're ready to get unstuck and ready to have success, to taste success and feel amazing, to achieve your goals and dreams, get your copy of Chase Your Passions. It's available on Amazon or just head to my website, SpencerMJones.com. All right, let's catch y'all later and let's keep chasing our passions. Let's go.
First off, you have to know who you are. You know, it's easy to say, hey, I'm Jonathan, I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a business owner, but is that who I am? That's what I do. I am a husband, I am a father, I do own a business. However, who am I at my core? Who am I when all the layers are stripped away, when I can't fall back on these are my accolades of my job? Who am I? And understanding who you are and your core values will propel you to great heights, simply because it's interesting to me to reach out to somebody and say, what are your core values? I can't tell you how many people I've had come back and say, well, what is a value? Can you give me an example? And it's like, do you even have them defined? When you know who you are, it is okay to piss the next person off and to upset the next person because they don't align with your values. Now, that's not to say that you go out to intentionally upset people. No. But understand you will. When you know who you are and you stand firm and stand strong and say, this is who I am, this is what I believe, you are going to piss people off. It's a given. But when you're strong in that, you realize that a lot of people will accept you. A lot of people will deny you. Hey, the same thing happened to Jesus Christ himself. But the thing is, just know who you are and stay on that path. And also be open-minded enough to realize that because it is a firmly held belief, you could be wrong. I mean, I know that I've had things where I knew I was right forever until I realized I wasn't. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's hard to swallow. That is hard to swallow when you've been saying, look, this is it for a year, 10 years, 15 years, whatever the case is. And then you realize that, you know what, as much as I believed that, I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Being humble enough to admit it, that you're wrong, that your viewpoint changed, that your belief changed. And I love what you said about, hey, do some soul searching, look inward and figure out who you are at the core, which again can be tricky, can be hard. And when you strip away the labels we give ourselves so much of the time, oh, I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a business owner, I'm whatever. So many of us, who are you? And when asked that question, oh, I do this. And you give your job title, right? Or the family things that you have. And it's a struggle for people. But I've worked with a number of clients who struggle with getting rid of those and being like, well, who am I? Okay, if I'm not a mother, if I'm not a father, if I'm not an accountant or business owner, then, well, who am I? And I'll be honest, it was tricky for me when I first started doing it as well. Mm-hmm. I researched, what do people say? What's the things that are people out there? Because it got my mind going and thinking. And I took on some of those at first, thinking like, yeah, that seems to resonate with me. Yeah, that sounds good. And I kept that for a little bit. But as I kept thinking about it, keep meditating, praying on it, that I realized, this is a little bit more clear. Oh, now it's more like this. It's not that it shifted per se. It's that we stripped away the layers that made it unclear. And we just got clearer and clearer and clearer with it until it was honestly this last spring. I was out kayak fishing and wasn't catching much out there, but it was a beautiful day on the water and it hit me, it struck me all of a sudden that I'm an igniter who lights other people's lights, right? I ignite other people's lights. That's me. And when I thought of that, when that came to me, I realized how many times I've done that in my years since being a kid, right? Kid, teenager, as a teacher, teaching kids and students. Oh my gosh, that's what I've been doing all along, just in these different forms. Right. And now that's that's me. That's who I am at my core. And that could change. That could pivot a little bit. But I always believe I have that there to some, right now, fully. And so for everyone here, sit down with yourself. Think about it. Strip away those labels and see what comes up. What can you look at and give yourself to that feels aligned?
That's right. That's right. You said something of uber importance early on. You said you had to look at your mindset. Mm-hmm. Mindset is everything. And the first people that program our mind are our parents, or the people that are caregivers from birth. They're doing it whether they realize it or whether they don't. They are downloading into us, into our subconscious mind, exactly who we are and what we should believe. And, you know, our subconscious is really nothing more than a computer. It records what we tell it to record. And that's really it. And it also sets our baseline for what we believe, who we are. So when you're not in alignment with exactly who you are, what you should be doing, it's resetting your mindset to get to that next level. And that will pay dividends. I mean, it really will. Understanding the language barriers that we have with our subconscious mind, because we talk to our subconscious mind with every word we say, with every thought we think, it is very important to program your subconscious mind in the way that you want to believe. You want to believe you're a non-smoker? Don't sit here and say, I'm a smoker. Oh, man, I'm a smoker. Say, I was a smoker. I used to be a smoker. I am a non-smoker. I don't care if you're putting that cigarette in your mouth right then. You tell yourself that enough and you actually take the actions to make it real, it will become real. It will become real. And, you know, that goes for anything. Smoker, losing weight, making money, whatever, fill in the blank. It all works. And, you know, that is one of the areas that I love in life, is helping people reprogram their mind, reset their mind. That is, when that happened with me, I was with one of the foremost authorities in subconscious reprogramming that there is. And I mean, I paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to understand and learn it. But yet I will say, what I learn and how I learn to reprogram what's in here, I don't regret spending any of the money. It was well worth it. Mm-hmm. And it paid off. It's all about finding who you are and really controlling what you think of yourself and your mind. It's so important. So, so important.
Yet we do it subconsciously. We do it without even thinking, telling ourselves that we're worthless, that we're weak, that we're ugly, we're dumb, that all of those things that we just have been programmed to believe. And we say it without even realizing it. We think it without even realizing it, and just confirming the subconscious programming that we currently have. And the cool part is, we can change it. We can change that programming. It takes time and it takes effort, but it can be done. And the advice you gave, the affirmation style thing, nope, I am a non-smoker. I used to be a smoker. All those different things for fill in the blank is amazing. And it does work. You switch your mindset around. So you're programming it, and then you start taking the actions. Right? I feel personally you need to do both to especially expedite the result. But you start thinking it, saying it to yourself, and then you start taking the actions. You start to believe it and you start to see it. And then you get those results faster.
Without a doubt.
It's so
without cool. a doubt. Yeah, it's definitely more than just believing it. There are action steps to take. Mm-hmm. And anybody that may be watching this, if you're looking for somebody to help you out along that journey, reach out to me. I mean, that is my specialty. That is one of my hugest components, is learning how to do that and helping people along that journey. You know, it's really, you can have anything in life that you want. You truly can. You can. It's just, are you going to believe it? Number one, everything's belief first. And then number two, it's taking massive action steps. You can have the greatest thought in the world. you can tell yourself every day, I'm not fat, I'm eating healthy, as you're shoveling in ice cream and cake. And then a year later, after you've told yourself every single day, I eat healthy, I'm good with what I'm doing, a year later, you're 450 pounds. Guess what? It took action steps too.
Right.
So it's more than just I'm not a positive thought person. I believe it plays a huge part. Always think positively. But I just said, I'm not a positive thought person only. You know, you can believe that you're going to see the most beautiful sunset in the world by running east. It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen until you turn around and you face west where the sun's setting. No matter how much positive reinforcement you have, you still have to take that action step to turn around or look in the mirror so that you can see behind you.
Right. As the Prince of Positivity, I couldn't agree more, right? That positive thinking, that belief is huge, but you still need to take the action. You still need to do those steps to see those results. And yeah, people reach out. If you want to change your mindset, if you want to really achieve those goals that you have set forth, talk to Jonathan, right? Reach out to him and work together. And, you know, I help with positivity mindset too, but I can help you with some things, but he's a master at it. So you can just bypass me, go right to him and learn from the master himself. So Jonathan, how can people get a hold of you and work with you?
The best way right now, I am in the process of rebuilding every one of my websites. So as of the very moment, they are in construction or reconstruction phase. So the best way to reach out to me right now is on Facebook, where you can find me at facebook.com/Jonathan Ellis Official. Jonathan Ellis Official 1. And I'm also on Insta and Facebook and everything. And those are typically under Jonathan Ellis Official. But that is the best way. Shoot me a DM. We can connect there. And once all of my sites are live, I will promote those. But right now you'll just see under construction.
Perfect. And folks, we will put his contact, his social media links in the show notes. So if you want, you can just go to SpencerMJones.com/Jones4Show, and we will have the links there for you. So you can just click on that, be taken right to his social media pages so you can connect and have an amazing conversation. Jonathan, this has been phenomenal. I've had so much fun. One last question before we head out for the day. If you could give everyone listening one piece of advice, one stellar, just it's going to take them to the next level, what would that be?
Get your mind right. We were talking about mindset earlier. It all starts there. You know, if you've ever been to Epcot at Disney World in Florida, that was one of Walt Disney's thoughts. He passed away before it was ever built, but yet he saw it in his mind's eye before it was ever built, and he laid it out. Everything begins with thought. Make sure you're pouring the correct thoughts and the correct programming into your mind to level up.
Love it. That's a great, beautiful takeaway. So what are you thinking, right? Change your thoughts so you can level up if you're ready to rock and roll. Jonathan, thank you so much, brother. I appreciate you. Thank you for joining us today. You are amazing.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Of course. Oh my gosh. Energizer, you are amazing, right? Change your thoughts. If you have those big goals or dreams, start with your mindset. Connect with Jonathan so you can make those dreams, those goals, a reality even faster than you can imagine. So connect with Jonathan. Thank you for being here. And remember this, that you are amazing, you are worthy, and you are enough just the way you are. So go out there, live your life to the max. And until next time, I will catch you later.